Today is Mi'ilah, Masechet Mi'ilah Daf Ches. Correct? Daf Ches. Okay, I want to say a short vart. It's Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim al Hashas. This vart, it brings together many things in a very beautiful way. It's short and sweet, and it's a classic approach to Rambam, to the Gemara, to Rav Chaim's style, and brings out a very nice yesod in Mi'ilah, so it really covers all ground, and it's short also. Let me read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Chatos oif moy alim ba misha hukdasha." Dealing with birds. Okay, we're going away from animals. Let's deal with a bird. A bird has been sanctified. The moment the bird has been sanctified, Rashi says, so there's a chiddush bepeh. Everyone is busy. What does Rashi mean? There's no such thing, bepeh. Whatever, the bird is sanctified. Let's just put that aside. And this bird is a chatos, in contrast to an ola, because an ola is going to be burnt entirely. A chatos will be eaten by the Kohanim. After the avod, the blood, is applied to the Mizbeach, the meat will be eaten. Now when the meat, anything which is eaten by the Kohanim, the mi'ilah, the prohibition to derive benefit, or the carbon, special carbon asham, departs after the avodah is complete. So we have right away, we have a chatos ha'oif. So we know the moment it's been sanctified. The moment it's been sanctified, it's sacred. If I derive pleasure, I'm chayiv for mi'ilah. I have to pay its value plus a fifth, plus bring a carbon. And this prohibition is in effect all the way until the end of its avoda. Okay, no problem, fine. Moyalim ba, there is a potential for mi'ilah mishahukdasha from the moment it's sacred, it's sanctified. Now, let's go further. Nimlaka, it's slaughtered. Okay, you bird, you don't do shchita, you do malika, you take your nail and you stick the nail into the neck of the animal. So there has now been malika. At this moment in time, it's called dead. It's halachically dead. And the Mishnah tells us other unrelated halachas. I don't need this for what we want to speak about. Hukshura lipasel bitful yom. It's now can be makabel tumah. When the bird is alive, there's no such thing as living creatures becoming tame. Human beings become tame when they're alive. But animals can make contact with the dead, with shiratzin. There's no such things as animals becoming tame when they are alive. When is the first moment in time an animal can become tame? After it dies. So here we have a bird. The bird is dead. Malika has taken place. So now this potential lipasel b'tfulyoim, a very minor type of tumah, it's not the point we want to make of the Mechusse Kippurim. Those people are din sheni, which would mean that the bird becomes a shlishi. It just means that there's potential now for there to be tumah, uvelina. If I don't do what I'm supposed to do before the morning, the entire thing has to be burnt. Lina means if it's left over, it becomes pasul. It's no longer fit. It's not what we need. Then fine, that's the halacha. Now we come to the part that we need for our Gemara. Who's a dama? Okay, now I didn't say by a bird. This is called hazah. Hazah means it's not zrika, it's not sprinkling, but it means its blood is squirted. Okay, squirted. That's by a bird. Who's a dama? So that means you hold the neck of the animal and you apply pressure. Or you manipulate the veins and arteries of the animal, and you basically squirt the blood on the wall of the Mizbeach. Oh, the avoda has been done. Chayav and olav mishum pigl. Now that's been done. For the very first moment, it says four things are now take effect. Chayav and olav mishum pigl noiser v'tameh. The ein ba milah. So let's go backwards. Once the blood has been squirted on the wall of the Mizbeach, if someone will come along and derive benefit from the meat of the carbon chatos, he's not chayiv for the laws of mi'ilah. Mi'ilah is only when before it's permitted for the Kohanim to eat. once we come to a point in time where the meat is permitted for the kohanim to eat, you're not allowed to eat the meat. Don't get me wrong. A zor who eats the meat is chayiv misa b'dei shamayim for eating meat that belongs to the kohanim as a carbon. But the special laws that apply to me'ilah, that's the topic of this mesechta, the obligation to pay its value plus a fifth plus a carbon asham is over. Me'ilah is from the moment it's sanctified until the moment the blood has been squirted on the mizbeach. Period. It's over. The laws of me'ilah now passed. What else has the Mishnah taught us? That now it first begins the prohibition of noser, meaning that if I let the meat stay overnight past its limited period of time, till the morning, and I then eat the meat, there will be a chiyuv kares. If during the avodah a person had kavana to do something chutz lezman, now that we've done the zrika, it's possible to be there be a chiyuv kares for pigel. And there's also, if someone will eat, then if this meat will now become tummy, and someone will eat it, he'll be chayef eating meat of kodesh, that is tummy. These three halachas, tummy, pigel, and nosar, the special chiyuv kares, only applies to meat that has only that has passed the point in time where zirika, the blood, has been applied to the mizbeach. And the same way the hazad, the squirting of the blood on the mizbech, now triggers the prohibition of pigel and noisar and tameh, it also happens to remove the halacha of me'ilah. Right? So there are four halachas. It's very important to get these four halachas. We have here the blood has now been applied, has been squirted on the mizbeach. That's the critical moment in any carbon when the blood makes contact with the mizbeach. Now, pretty much the owner, the one who was obligated to bring this carbon, has received atonement. He's finished. His day is over. He's received atonement. And now, the topic of this mesechta, that window of time of me'ilah is now over. It's over, done. And now, the new halachas that apply to meat that the kohanim, are they going to get the leftover meat? The bird chatas is not burnt on the mizbech. The bird chatas is given to the kohanim to eat. They now have all these halachas. They have to be very careful. It should not become tameh, it should not become noiser, it should not be... If it was a problem of pigel, now is when the application of pigel applies. Okay, no problem. Okay, very simple. One thing the Mishnah left out, which is not the role of the Mishnah, that when it comes to a bird, there are really two steps of the application of blood. The Torah says, you squirt the blood on the mizbeach, and then the Torah goes on and says, v'hanishar, the squirting is only the jerk reaction from the nerves of the animal to the heart is still beating to flush out the blood. But there's definitely leftover blood collected in the veins and the arteries of the bird. Whatever is left, the hanishar, if not the exact pasuk, Merkel's the pasuk, we'll read in a moment, vanishar ba'adam, yimotzei. Yimotzei means to squeeze, to press. You take the neck of the bird, after you finish, you go to the bottom of the mizbeach, the bottom, and you squeeze the neck of the bird on the foundation of the mizbeach and make sure some blood that's still collected inside is applied to the foundation of the mizbeach. Now that's like leftover blood. From the Mishnah it appears that's not important. You have to do it. It's a good thing to do, but if you, let's say you wouldn't do it, if you wouldn't do it, you forgot, the Kohen forgot to do mitzvah. He did hazor, huzah, but he did not do part two. Okay, so he didn't do it. Doesn't make a difference. It's still a kosher carbon. You got kapara and everything. All the laws, mila is over. Everything is fine and good. Okay, I turn the page. The Gemara says, guess what? There are two different girsos. The Gemara says that the girs of our Mishnah, not everyone agrees the girs of our Mishnah is correct. At least it's a simple way of reading the Mishnah. Everything is relative to interpretation, but let's stick to that. The Gemara says, Om Rav. So Rav Huna Rav says, Mitsui, which means the squeezing, Chatas of Eimei Ma'akev. You don't need to do it. You should do it, of course. But the Torah says do it. Yeah, the Torah just says it's a good thing to do. Yeah. But if you don't do it, it doesn't really make any difference. And how do I know it's not ma'akev? It doesn't make a difference. That's what the Mishnah says. Because the Mishnah says, the Tani Rav, when Rav taught the Mishnah I just read for you, what did it say? It said the word Huza Dama. At the moment in time when you squirt the blood, part one, that's when Mi'ilo goes off, and that's when Pigel Noisatame go on. Okay? Rav Adbar have Omar, no. Omar Rav, he says the name of Rav being a big mistake. It's not true. If you don't do part two, if you don't take the leftover blood that's collected in the veins and arteries of the bird and go down to the foundation of the Zbech and squeeze it against the foundation, you have the owner has not received atonement. And that automatically means Mi'ila is in existence, is there, the prohibition of Mi'ila is alive until you do part two. And the laws of Pigel Noiser Tame don't begin until you do Mitsui. Until you do the Mitsui. You're not finished. Nothing has happened until you do part two. Mitsui Chatas Oif Ma'akif. Ah, but it says in the Mishnah Huza. Oh, so he says, that's right. The Tony Rav, when Rav told me the Mishnah, he had a different girsa in the Mishnah. The girsa that he had was Mitsa Dama. Take a pen and go to the Mishnah, and when the Mishnah says Huza Dama, it's a mistake. Because this is not a mistake from the Bach, from the Gra. This is an Amora talking that is they had a different tradition that it says Mitsa Dama. After you do mitzah, you squeeze the neck of the animal on the bottom of the mizbech. That is when, at this moment in time, mi'ila goes away. The window of mi'ila is over; it's been closed. And at this point in time, mikanu lahaba, there will be pigul, noser, and tame. Change the girsa, mizah dama. Unbelievable! Change the girsa. The Tani Rav toward Mitzah Dama. Then the Gemara is Tosh. Now the Gemara brings a Raya. This now it says in the Pasuk Vahanisha Badam Yimotzei Vahanisha Badam Yimotzei Mitzah El Yisod Hamizbech. And then the Pasuk concludes Chatos Hi. And the Gemara interprets the word Chat. This is the essence of the Chatos. This is Ma'akev. So you see, you have a Raya to the second opinion that Mitzah is what counts. The Gemara says, "So Bishlam Rav Adbar Hava Haynu Duxiv Hanisha Badam Yimotzei Hachatos Hi El Rav Huna Mai VaHanishar." But according to Rav Huna, what does it mean Nishar? So the Gemara says, "Gatayin Dvar Bishmol Shem Nishar." No, it's not a raya. Nishar just means if you have something left, do it. And when it says the last two words Chatos Hi, it's going back on the beginning of the pasuk of Huza. So don't take the pasuk. No, that's not what I want to say. But the Gemara is saying you can interpret the pasuk two ways. You can interpret the word chatasi on the mitzah, or you can interpret the word chatasi on the beginning of the pasuk on the squirting. Okay, fine. Very simple Gemara. Very nice Mishnah. What?
Does this girsa say huza in the Mishnah?
Our girsa says huza.
Does he learn huza?
Which Mishnah? Next Mishnah by the bird?
He says you should say.
No, that's not a Mishnah. That's a Brice. That's a Gemara. Doesn't talk about it. There's no girsa there. It says the pasuk. This doesn't make mention whatsoever of the Mishnah. All we have is the Mishnah. Our Mishnah, what we have over here, says huza.
Now, the next one says no. You should learn.
We have two. That's the pasuk. That's the pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk in the Torah is discussing mitzui. Everyone agrees you have to do mitzui. The only question is the mitzui ma'akev? Is it not ma'akev? Seemingly, it is ma'akev because it says the words chatos hi. Along comes the first opinion and says no. When it says chatos hi, it's not referring to the mitzui. It's referring to the hazah. Okay, very simple. We have a Mishnah, it says Huza. There are four halachas that we're focusing on. There is Mi'ila, there is Pigel Noiser Tame. Mi'ila goes off, Pigel Noiser Tame goes on. At the moment of time, there are two opinions. Either the critical moment is the squirting, or the critical moment is the squeezing. No problem. Let's look at halacha levais, the Rambam. Rambam passing the halacha. The Rambam says that Mitzui is Ma'akev. The Rambam paskins like the second gears, change the gears. The Rambam held that the Ikka Girsa is like the second opinion in the Gemara, that you must do Mitzui. You must, the Rambam paskins, Mitzui, if you don't do part two, you have to squirt the blood, and then you have to press, you must press it against the bottom of the Mizbech, and if you don't press it against the bottom of the Mizbech, the owner does not receive atonement. Bring another carbon. It's not you. It's ma'akev. It's all the Rambam says. Everything is ma'akev. Mitzvah is ma'akev. Exactly. Vanisha badam yimotzei el yisod chatos chatos going on the mitzvah. Okay, wonderful, fine. Rambam passes halacha like the second opinion. That's what the Rambam is for. He's telling us the halacha. Hilchos me'ilah in the Rambam. Rambam whole section on the laws of me'ilah goes to the animals, all the different animals. Every point is always the me'ilah begins when the animal is sacred. Every animal, that's the whole Masechta, is very complicated. Every animal is different. Kodesh, 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 kalem. Ram comes to the laws of the chata soif. The chata soif has been sanctified. Oh, there's me'ilah. At what moment in time does the me'ilah end? When you do huzodama, part one. When you do the squirting, part one. After the squirting is over, the me'ilah disappears. So the Lechem Mishnah, and everyone asks, a steer in the Rambam. The Gemari here, it's clear as day, and this Mishnah puts all four together. Me'ilah disappears, and Chatos, Tameh, and Pigol are triggered. And when is that? Say, one moment in time. What's the moment in time? There are two different Girsos. There are two different opinions in the Gemara. One opinion says it starts at part one. Other opinion says part two. It all depends on how we dash in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says Chatasi. Is Chatasi going back on Huzah? Is Chatasi going on Mitzui? And that will have an afkemina from a Gemara's point of view, not from a Bach or some Girsa change on the side of the Mesoros HaShas. How you learn the Mishnah? Is it going to be Huzah? Is it going to be Mitzui? So it's all or nothing. There's no middle road. And all of a sudden, the Rambam paskins, Mitzvah is ma'akev. Mitzvah is ma'akev. That means he touched the pasuk chatasi on the Mitzvah. That would mean that every single thing, according to our understanding of the Mishnah, is triggered at the end. Mila goes off at Mitzvah, and Pigel Nois Tameh is triggered at Mitzvah. But yet the Rambam and Hilchos Mila paskins, when does Mi'ilah, when does Mi'ilah end? Mi'ilah ends at part one. So what in the world is going on? How could this be? Don't worry about it. No, don't sit. Sit down. Sit down. Don't worry. It's not a safer. Don't worry about this. Please. Don't worry about it. It's not important. Okay. So what's going on? Steer in the Rambam. So this is a good kashas. This is a very good shmarachai. This is like the classic type of Rambam kashas. Like this is like the perfect model. Yes, a kash on the Rambam. You have a Gemara, and the Gemara is very straightforward. It's all or nothing. All of a sudden, the Rambam breaks it up, and he tricks us. You don't know a Bucky Muslim and all the Rambam putting together. How could these things two go together? So everyone is busy with this. Everyone is busy. Everyone has an opinion what the Rambam means. And you know, of course, the simple answer is there's a mistake in the Rambam. They have it here also. They even have that. It's so classic, this type of kasha. Many say when the Rambam said huzah by milav dafka, the Rambam really meant to say mitzui. There's a mistake in the Rambam. Okay, but Rav Chaim, everyone, there are a lot of ends, but all the ends all fit into Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim gives the answer, and all the other answers merge. They morph into Rav Chaim's answer. It says in which brings out a beautiful yisod in the sugya. I'll give the Lamasha version of Rav Chaim. The Lamasha version of Chaim is there are two different dinim here in the Mishnah. There is Mi'ilah. Mi'ilah goes off, it ends, and Pigel Noisa Tameh is triggered. Pigel Noisa, as the beautiful yisod, explains the Masechta and explains other Masechta as well. Pigel, Noiser, and Tameh are dinim, are laws that apply to the achila of the carbon, the eating of the carbon. Who eats the carbon? The Kohanim. It's not something that relates to the sanctity of the carbon. The carbon is Kodesh. Whatever the carbon is, the Torah says Kohanim have to eat the carbon. They eat the carbon. It also helps the kapara. When they eat, the Baalim get kapara. It's a din, but these are three laws that relate very specifically, very precisely to the achila of the carbon. The din mi'ilah It's not a din in achila. It is a din in the sanctity of the carbon. We're learning Masechta Me'ilah. A person sanctifies Hegdish. It's sacred. Things which are sacred have certain laws. There's a sanctity. And you must treat it so, and you must do certain things. When you do Hazah, once you take your carbon and you do part one, you sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach, you squirt the blood on the Mizbeach, you have concluded the sanctity is complete. It's goal, the mission that you have established, you have set for this carbon is complete with the sprinkling of the blood. Now the truth is, the Rambam paskins that it's not over. You must do mitzvah. You must take the blood and you must press the blood. That is not a din in the kodesh, he calls it from the pasuk kodshei Hashem, the sacred things that belong to Hashem. That is just a side condition. Everything has conditions. Anything you do in life, there are certain rules and regulations which are just details of how you deal with things, which are not necessarily related to the inherent sanctity or purpose of what you're trying to accomplish. The object is sacred. The sacred nature of the carbon is to squirt its lifeblood on the Mizbeach. There also happens to be a halacha that, you know, it's not over. Just because you've squirted the bottom of the Mizbeach and this thing now has been designated Kodshei Hashem, but you got to finish up the show. And that means you got this leftover residual blood that's collected, which has to be put in the right place. The meat has to be given to the Kohanim to eat, and the crop has to be thrown in this certain place near the Mizbeach. There are other details that have to be worked out. But that's not the essence of the Kodshei Hashem. So therefore, what basically Rav Chaim is saying is as follows. Let's say a person has Hana, going to Lamafre, a person has, you do the Hazah. And then the person has pleasure from the carbon. And you have the bird, Chatos, you did the Hazah, you did the squirting, and you have not yet done the Mitzui, and a person comes along and derives benefit from this bird. He derives benefit, he takes a bite out of it, whatever he does. He derives benefit, whatever way of benefit he does. And then he proceeds to do the mitzui. Now you have concluded everything needs to be done. Limafreya! And when did the mi'ila go off? When did the mi'ila end? The mi'ila ended at the moment of... The mi'ila has come to an end at the moment of Hazah. Hazah is when the Mi'ila ended. And therefore you're potter for Mi'ila. You must do the Hazah. You must do, but it's not a din in the Mi'ila. So it's not a contradiction. The Rambam paskins from like the Pasuk, V'hanisha b'adam yimotze el yisodam esbech chatosi. Chatosi does not mean, it's not a pasuk that tells us that this is the essence of sanctity of the carbon. The sacred, the kodshei, Mi'ila is defined in Torah with the words kodshei Hashem, the holy of Hashem. Holy of Hashem means that its lifeblood has to be squirted on the Mizbeach. The Torah also says chatosi, there's a condition, there's a tonight, there's a requirement that you also must do mitzui. Once all the conditions have been applied and the carbon is a kosher carbon, now we can go back retroactively. When has the kodshei Hashem been fulfilled? At the moment of huzodama, the moment of the squirting of the lifeblood. And that's all Mi'ila needs. Mi'ila now has departed. Anything that has been done in the timeline of having benefit after the Hazah, you're exempt. But what about Pigel, Noiser, and Tameh? Those are dinim in achila. Yeah. That's not a din in the Kodshei Hashem. And the achila begins when the whole show is over, when you've done everything that is required. So it's not a contradiction.
Which
girsa
is
it? The girsa is mitzah. That's the correct girsa. The girsa is mitzah. Mitzah is what must be done. And when mitzah is done in Lema Freya, the moment of Huzah is when the Mi'ila has descended. It's funny because the Ram doesn't have to deal with that gear. See, the Ram's gear, I guess you're right, is saying is a Mitzui. Mitzui must be done. It's Ma'akev. That's, but when mitzui is done, the ne'ila goes off l'mafreya, the Rambam is saying, from the time of Huzza. Why from the time of Huzza? Because ne'ila has its set of rules. Ne'ila's set of rules are the kodshei Hashem set of rules, whereas pigel nois v'tamei are the din of achila. And the din of achila is first triggered when you've concluded the entire process of kadoshim. So it's a very beautiful shtickle Torah. You have here everything together. You have a gemara. And you have over here the Mishnah groups together four things. And you have two different and they have machlokes in the Gemara, what's the critical moment of time? The Huzza, the Mitzvah. And you have two different girsos. And the Ram comes along and the Ram contradicts himself. One hand, the Mitzvah is a Makif, but yet the Mi'ilah goes away. Along comes Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim says it's not a steer. There are two dinim in the car. There's a din of the Kodshei Hashem, and there's a din of the Achilas Kohanim for the Kurbanos. The Kodshei Hashem is defined by the Iker Kodshei, the Iker lifeblood, which is the Huzza Ezdama. But a Tanai in the Kiyum of the Karban is you have to do all the details, you have to do the Hazah. But that's not necessary for the Kodshei Hashem. So l'mafreya, once you do the Mitzui, automatically, retroactively, the time of Huzza Dama is when the Karban is. The Karban is complete, the Kodshei Hashem is complete, the Ne'ilah Deseh goes away. But the Achila is not yet ready until you finish the details, and the Tomei Pigel and Noiser is the din of the Achila. That first starts when you're dealing with the Mitzvah. So everything, Yavai al Mekomai B'Shalom, everything goes, fits in its proper place. It's a very classic type of, you know, you have the joke, the famous joke where a person comes to Shemayim, and he says, and he meets the Rambam, and he says to the Rambam, the Shver Rambam, who's a stira, and he gives this whole drasha. And the Rambam says, it's not the way I am. It's a mistake in the girsa. So the person gives the Rambam a frask. And he says, that's how you answer Rambam? Some taka said, the Rambam, it's a mistake in the girsa. It's not Huzza, it's Mitzvah. No, Rav Chaim, not a mistake. You have to appreciate the lundus for learning Masechta Me'ilah. Masechta Me'ilah's Kodshei Hashem. Pigel Nois V'Tamei, Achila for the Kohanim. Two different dinim. In the Chatos, there's the Huzza and there's the Mitzui. Everyone has its place, has its part. And it all comes together in this way.